Mama glanced over at her, frowning even as the snip-snip of scissors continued unabated. The ladies in the salon swung to look out the picture window as Matt strode along, and the chatter ratcheted up a notch. The odor of perming solution and floral shampoo surrounded Evie like a wet blanket, squeezing her lungs. Her breath stuttered in her chest. Matt Gerard. She hadn't seen him in 10 years. Not since that night when he'd taken her virginity and broken her heart all at once. She'd known he was back in town. Hell, the whole town had talked of nothing else since his arrival yesterday. She'd even known this moment was inevitable, except that she'd been doing her best to avoid all the places he might be for as long as possible. They'd had an easy relationship once. The kind where he could tug her ponytail, drop a frog in her shirt, or tease her endlessly about her buck teeth, which, thank God, she no longer had. But that had been when they were kids. Then she'd gotten breasts and started blushing whenever he looked her way, and things had changed, or at least they had for her. Matt, however, had been determined not to see her as anything other than little Evie Baker, the tomboy he used to play with when her mama went out to Rainier's retreat every week to fix his sick mother's hair. He'd apparently persisted in that belief until the night she'd asked him, after a single shot of whiskey to give her courage, to be her first. She'd had so many stupid dreams, and he'd crushed them all. But not before he gave her what she'd asked him for.
"Heard he got shot out there in Iraq," Mrs. Martin said as
Evie's mama rolled a lock of gray hair around a fat pink curler.
"Yes, indeed. Got a purple heart," Mama said. "The senator was right proud, according to Lucy Green."
"That's not what I heard," Jolie Hinch crowed. "Miss Mildred told me he's being kicked out of the army because he didn't obey orders."
"Fiddlesticks," Mrs. Martin said. "That boy bleeds red, white, and blue, same as his daddy and every last Gerard that ever was born up in that big house."
Jolie crossed her arms, looking slightly irritated to be contradicted.
"You just wait and see," she said smugly. "Shush up, y'all," Mama said. "I think he's coming in."
Evie's heart sank to her toes. She wasn't ready for this, not on top of everything else. She was feeling so bruised and battered after her failure with the restaurant. She did not need Matt Gerard swaggering back into her life and making her feel all the chaotic emotions she'd once felt for him. She finished Stella's shampoo and wrapped her hair in a towel.
"I'm not tipping you, Evangeline," Stella sniffed. "You have to be more careful than that."
"I know, and I don't blame you at all."
Except, of course, she desperately needed every penny she could get if she hoped to escape this town again. It wasn't that Rochambeau was bad. It's that it was bad for her. Always had been. Here, she always felt like the awkward kid who lived in a tiny cottage with her mama and wore secondhand clothes because that's all they could afford. Didn't matter that the clothes were no longer secondhand, or that she wasn't a kid anymore, or that she didn't care if the girls who lived in the nice big houses with the manicured lawns didn't like her. She still felt like that girl who wanted so desperately to fit in. And the biggest part of fitting in had, at one time, relied on the man striding toward her mama's salon like he didn't have a care in the world. Evie's heart did a somersault as he reached the door. Magazines snapped open in a flurry as the ladies tried to appear casually disinterested in the 6'2" hunk of muscle about to open the glass door. More than one pair of eyes peeked over the tops of glossy pages as he stepped up to the sidewalk from the street. No way in hell was she sticking around for this. It wouldn't take these ladies more than a few moments to remember the scandalous rumors about her and Matt, and she didn't want to be here when they did.
"If you'll excuse me, I have to get some things out of the back."
Without waiting for a reply, she strode toward the stockroom. Rachel Mayhew, Mama's regular shampoo girl, looked up and smiled as she passed. Rachel was only 20, so she probably didn't know about Evie's disastrous night with Matt. Or maybe she did, considering the way this town talked.